Presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. CX4 calling control tower. CX4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
And girls, as you read your newspapers and listen on the air to thrilling tales about the daring exploits of American airmen in giant flying fortresses and liberators, lightning-fast Thunderbolts and P-38s, I'll bet you've wished many times that you were old enough to qualify for training as an Army or Navy flyer. Well, even though you may still be too young to join Uncle Sam's air services, you can prepare yourself for the fulfillment of that wish. That is, if you're a high school junior or senior, or between 16 and 18 years of age. How? Listen carefully. The Air Training Corps of America, also known as ATCA, is now establishing pre-flight courses in high schools for air-minded students. These courses teach navigation, aerodynamics, meteorology, theory of flight, engine design and structure, all the necessary fundamentals. And what's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during regular school hours. These courses, approved by the Army and Navy Air Corps and the Civilian Aeronautics Administration, will train American youth to take its place in aviation, America's strongest arm in war and America's greatest career in peace. So get in the swim. Wear the blue-gray uniform of an ATCA airman. It shows that you're preparing to help America win this war and to take your place in American peacetime aviation. Remember, if you're a high school junior or senior, or between the ages of 16 and 18, you are eligible to join the Air Training Corps of America. If you're too young, tell your older brothers and friends about ATCA. I know they'll be interested. How do you join? That's easy. First, find out if there's an ATCA unit already established in your high school. If not, tell your principal about ATCA and ask him to write to us. We'll be glad to tell him all about it and answer all his questions. Tell your mother and father about ATCA, too. And don't forget to write to us yourself so that we can answer all your questions and help set up an ATCA unit in your school. Write to Air Training Corps of America, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. Write that down. Air Training Corps of America, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. Don't put it off. Get busy at once. America needs flyers. To our story. In an attempt to escape from an uncharted island somewhere off the coast, an island being used by the Nazis as a submarine refueling base, Hop and Tank have enlisted the aid of Lieutenant Hoffman, a German officer who is unsympathetic to the Nazis. Led by Hoffman, the boys start across the island to where a seaplane is moored, planning to steal it. On the way, they're discovered. Ducking into the dark woods, they hide in the underbrush. Suddenly, a shot rings out.
What was that, Hop? Sounded like a rifle shot. Wouldn't you say so, Lieutenant Hoffman?
Yeah. They are shooting into the brush, hoping to hit one of us.
Here, get down on your stomach.
Yeah. Hey, that one almost clipped me.
Keep quiet, Tank.
Well, I'm not going to let them make a Swiss cheese out of me.
Oh, you imbecile. If they locate us, we're sunk.
They're getting closer, Hop.
What can we do, Lieutenant?
I'm afraid all we can do, Harrigan, is hope and pray.
Well, not me. I'm not laying down for any Nazi. If they get me, they'll get me fighting up on my feet.
Hank, don't be a fool. It's suicide.
Oh, that one practically kissed me as it went by.
Now, listen to me. I got an idea. Maybe it'll work.
Okay, shoot.
Now, it looks like we're trapped. They surrounded us. Sooner or later, they'll close in, and if we haven't stopped bullets by that time, we'll be shot in our tracks. So we've got nothing to lose.
And what is your idea, Harrigan?
Okay, now listen. We set the woods on fire. The wind's out of the east. That means the fire will travel west in the direction we're going. We'll follow it to the beach.
Fast, Hop.
Okay, got any matches?
No, not me.
I have some, I think. Here they are.
Thanks. All right, now. We got to stick together no matter what happens. In the confusion, we may get through to the plane. All set?
Shoot.
Okay, let's pile up these dry leaves, Tank.
Okay, here.
That's it.
Here. All right, okay.
Fine, that's enough. Now, as soon as I light this, duck back into the shadows. What's the matter, Lieutenant?
He's hit.
Bad?
In the hip. You had better leave me here.
No, your wife. Go ahead, Hop. Start the fire. I'll carry
you. No, Tinker. Don't be foolish. You'll never make it.
You heard me. Hop, light the fire.
Okay, here goes.
All right, Lieutenant. Over my shoulder.
No,
come on.
Tinker, you're mad. Stark, raving mad.
Lead the way, Hop, and don't spare the horses.
With steel-jacketed bullets whining about their ears and a deadly wall of orange flame rising in front of them, Hop picks his way over the hot, charred ground with Tank bringing up the rear, the wounded German officer slung over his shoulder. Then, suddenly, the wind shifts, and the roaring fire backs up on them.
Hop, look out! The fire's coming this way! Turn around!
No, we can't go back. They'll shoot us down.
Well, I'd rather be shot than roasted alive.
You gain to take a chance?
You know me, pal.
Okay, we'll try to break through that wall of fire. The beach is on the other side. I saw the water.
Are you kidding? Go through those flames.
It's our only chance. Can you do it, Carrie and Hoffman?
If you can do it, I can do it. Let's go.
Okay. Follow me. On the double.
Right.
Tank! 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 Tank!
Okay. Here I am. I'm all right.
Where are you?
Over here. My pants are burning. The colonel's pants are taking an awful beating. Well, looks like we got through, pal.
How's up? I'm fine. Just singed a little hair. You two are amazing.
I don't talk. We still got plenty to do. At least we're still on the beach. That's something. Phew. Come on, let's rest a few minutes, and then we'll head for the plane.
Do you mind if I put you down, Lieutenant?
Of course not. Easy, Tank. He's got a bullet in his hip. It must hurt.
Okay. Here you go. There. How's that?
No pain at all. Anyway, who am I to complain? You saved my life.
Oh, forget it.
Things like this aren't forgotten so easily. The more I see of you Americans, the more I realize what a fool Hitler is.
Look, we can't waste time discussing Hitler. We gotta get off this island before they nab us. How do we get to the plane, Lieutenant?
It's about 100 yards up the beach. You see that overhanging cliff?
Yeah.
The plane is moored under the cliff. You get to it through a door cut in the rock. But that door is always guarded.
By how many men?
At this time of the night, usually only one sentry. However, because of the alarm, there may be more.
We'll find out soon enough. You ready?
All set. Come on, Lieutenant. Over my shoulder.
I am not going with you.
What?
Why not?
It will only make things more difficult.
Oh, cut that stuff out, pal. You're coming along.
No, 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 please. You are both valuable to the war effort. I am not. My safety is unimportant. Yours is. Don't worry about me.
Now, look, Hoffman, we're not in the mood for arguing. You're flying back to the States with us if we get that plane. If we don't, we'll all cash in together. Go on, lift them up, Tank.
Oh, okay. Please, listen to me.
Oh, come on. Up you go. All set.
Follow me.
Keep low.
If you fail, it will be my fault.
Oh, horse feathers. Wait, hold up. See anything?
Guard outside the door.
Only one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, that should be a cinch. Let me tackle him.
Take it easy. Maybe more.
I'll take on a dozen of these Nazis. They got glass jaws.
You may have to before we're through. Now, let's get a plan of action. You still got Colonel Bock's uniform on.
Oh, what's left of it? The pants are ripped and the coat's burned.
Well, there's enough to get by. We'll just walk up to that guard as though we belonged here. Before he realizes what it's all about, I'll put him out of commission.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Hop. Socking is my department.
You've done enough of it this trip. Now it's my turn.
Well, that ain't fair. You're supposed to do the thinking and me the socking.
Not this time. Come on.
Oh, it's a dirty chip.
Now, when he challenges us, Lieutenant, you answer.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, you ought to do the socking.
Will you cut it out, Tank?
Hey, who goes there?
Overlord Nantoffman.
Advance and be recognized.
Here I go.
Halt!
Open my fist, sonny boy.
Oh.
Okay, thanks. I'll run. It's the door. Face ahead.
Swing it open. Be careful.
Okay.
There may be someone inside.
Yeah, I will. Come on. Stick close. I'll open it.
There's the plane.
We are lucky. There's no one here.
Quick, get aboard. I'll open the cabin door.
There, let me try getting in myself. I can do it, I think.
Okay, okay. Easy now. Easy, easy. There we are. Get in, Hop. I'll cast off.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah, come on.
Uh-oh, here come the Nazis.
Quick, get aboard.
Here I come. They got Tommy guns, Hop. Start her up. Boy, are we lucky.
Maybe we're not.
Hey, scram before they riddle us.
Be careful taxiing out, Harrigan. Remember the breakwaters.
Well, we just had the chances. Here goes.
Give her the gun, Hop. They're on top of us.
God, Johnny, she won't lift. She's cold.
Oh, give it to her. All she'll take. We're up. We're up. Keep her there, Hop. Keep her there.
I don't know whether I can. Her nose is dipping.
You can do it. I know you can. We're climbing. I told you you could do it, Hop.
A beautiful takeoff. A beautiful.
Look at them down below. Still popping at it, the dopes.
Yeah, I guess we can level off now.
Brother, that was close.
And how? You all right, Lieutenant Hoffman?
Yeah. Quite on fire, thank you. You have performed a miracle.
Hey, hey, what's that? Hey, Hop, look!
Jumping Jenny! The island's blown up!
Yeah, breaking apart. You remember Mike telling you they had buried charges of dynamite all over the island in the event of attack? The fire must have short-circuited the wires. There will be nothing left.
Well, the Navy won't have to bother now.
Gee, look at it. We didn't get off a moment too soon. What way is disappearing into the sea?
Well, those Nazis had it coming to them. But anyway, I'm mad.
Mad? What about?
You know what about. We gotta have an agreement.
What kind of an agreement?
From now on, I do the socking.
Poor Tank. He really is peeved because Hop robbed him of the opportunity to flatten another German. However, he'll get chances like that again. But right now, although the boys don't realize it, they're in for plenty of trouble. Trouble that may be serious. So don't miss being with us tomorrow, same time, same station, for more exciting adventures. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Hop Harrigan for today. But don't let another day go by until you find out for yourself all about the Air Training Corps of America. Remember, fellows, that this war, this terrific fight the United Nations are putting up against the Axis, is being fought by physically fit, well-trained young men. In modern warfare, training is all important. Toughness is essential. And youth, with these other two attributes, is necessary. It's never too early to prepare yourself. To make yourself physically fit and to get as much training as you can for the demands of a career in the air age, either as an aviator in the air forces or as a commercial flyer after the war. The Air Training Corps of America is composed of a patriotic group of men and women who are helping you to prepare yourselves for the demands of the air age. If an ATCA unit has not already been established in your high school, you can get information on how to set one up either by communicating with ATCA headquarters at 285 Madison Avenue, New York City, through your principal, or by writing to the Air Training Corps of America yourself. Write today to the Air Training Corps of America, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. America needs flyers.
CX4 to Control Tower. CX4 to Control Tower, standing by.
Control Tower to CX4, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow, same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.